Community Conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Who is in Studio K?
One of my favorite people of all time, Mr. Christopher Anthony, is in the studio. Most of us know him from Otto's Oasis, but you are wearing another hat today, as you are very involved in not just flowers, but lots of other things. Why are you here today anyway, Christopher?
Well, I'm here to represent the museum today. Yes.
You do a lot of different things in the community. I don't know how you keep it together.
You get it wrong.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad. That could be a bad thing if you take it the wrong way.
No, that's a very good thing. So, happenings at the museum, what's up?
We've got a lot going on. Obviously, back in May, you know, McKenna, our director, announced that she was leaving us. So that was kind of a big,
big surprise.
Surprise for us all, yeah. So it kind of left the board, scramble a little bit to help fill that void. Liz, who works at the museum, she has done a tremendous job in Liz's departure, filling in that space to help keep things moving smoothly. So, and the board has picked up a lot to do things. That's why I'm here. I volunteered to do this since nobody else had thought about it. And I said, well, we probably should do the radio thing that McKenna does every month. And so I'm here to talk about some things going on. We've got some great news. We do have a new director hired.
Oh, good. Awesome.
And she will be coming here shortly. She's going to get thrown right into it. Obviously, why big reason I'm here is Heritage Fest. That's this month. You said it's July. I'm just shaking my head thinking, here we are in July already. But, yeah, Heritage Fest is coming up July 25th. So everybody's working hard. Volunteers are working hard at getting ready for that. And there's a lot of stuff going on that day.
Sure. Let's backtrack a little bit. Talk about the new hire first, and then we'll get into Heritage.
Sure. Yep. Megan Ward is who we hired. She is from the Kansas area. She grew up there. She went to Kansas State University and graduated in 2024 with a bachelor's in history and minoring in anthropology and hospitality management. So she sounds like she's right up our alley. And then she moved to North Carolina and went to Appalachian State University for her history master's program. So she just finished that up there. So she's coming kind of back to Kansas and then coming here. She's kind of in a triangle of places there over the next few weeks, getting everything taken care of.
What's really cool is McKenna came from far away. She came from
California. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool that the museum is able to recruit these people from elsewhere.
Yes, very much
I
so.
Like that.
McKenna came here not knowing much about tractors.
Yeah.
I remember her saying in a very short order, she knew a lot about, knows more about tractors than I probably do. I love history, but there's so many people in town that work there and knows the history. I've never gotten as much into the tractor history. I study other Charles City history. So
this gal, and I'm sorry, her name is?
Megan Ward.
Megan.
Yep.
Okay.
She's going to be here just in time for Heritage Fest, to start learning things. A little bit I know about her. I haven't got to meet her yet, but in her free time, when she's not researching, so she sounds like me, she enjoys traveling and going to museums and historical sites, and sounds like she's a very big, in love with history type of person like I am. So I think things sound great for the museum to get somebody like that really... she's young, she's going to be energetic and dive right into learning Charles City's history and stuff that goes on at the museum.
That is awesome. Can't wait to meet her
next
month. So you said she's going to be in for Heritage Fest. Let's go ahead and talk about that. That's coming up July 25th, you mentioned. Give us the details. What's going on that
Well,
day?
I'm just going to relay a little bit, what I know about it. April and May in the flower business, I'm kind of out of what was going on at the museum with her leaving and everything, so I wasn't a part of all of that, but, July 25th will be 10 to 3. We've done it for several years now. McKenna had kind of started this and renamed it from a Pioneer Days that we used to do.
Sure.
And it'll be in Andres Park, so right behind the museum. It's a free event to the public. The museum will be open for free. We're going to have, a petting zoo. The Bridge Church will have their train that they ride kids around in. Chris Carr Music will be there, so a lot of people like him, so he'll be there playing. I have that to look forward to. A lot of vendors, I don't know any details on those, but I know there's at least a dozen or so vendors coming to it. And if you're a vendor and still want to do something, you know, get a hold of the museum. We'd still accept some people to set up some booths and stuff, you know, before it happens. So get a call down there. But the museum's got a ton of activities going on. We have a whole list of things. We've got cricket, we have rope making, cider press, the popcorn wagon will be up and operational. You know, that was a big restoration project that McKenna worked on, getting that operational again and restoring it. There'll be burlap sack races, like I said, the petting zoo, a bonnet activity, a dunk tank. I'm not sure who's going to be involved on that, but I heard a little bit of that last board meeting.
Hey, we're all nominated.
Yeah, well,
I was going to say, I just heard a volunteer on the air.
Yeah, I haven't said that yet, but I might have got volunteered. there'll be a bounce house, you know, and other crafts going on. So, yeah, it's going to be big, fun event, so we're hoping for good weather. So hopefully you can push a little of that our way that day.
We'll do our best.
You know, what's really cool about this event is that it's a chance for families who maybe haven't experienced the museum yet to get out there, bring your kids. There's so many activities. And really get to know, the museum is such an icon in our community.
You know, I've seen a lot of museums, county museums, and none are like ours.
Yeah.
We have an amazing museum, and I think that's, you know, something that goes way back too, you know, the history of our museum, starting downtown in the legal pharmacy and then getting the building there. And, you know, just having that room that we have for capacity is amazing. And the history and stuff that we've been able to bring in there, just not tractor history, which is
right.
A huge part of our museum, the addition that was put on for the tractors and the different stuff from, you know, Oliver and Hart Parr and White. And coincidentally, when I was reading and getting ready for this, this marks the 50th anniversary for the last Oliver tractor to be made.
Oh, wow.
February of 76, and Oliver 2255 was made and sent to somewhere in Illinois. And there's rumor there might be one there to see, a 2255.
Oh, at the museum.
At the museum for the day, mm-hmm. I think part of it. I did see online also somebody is doing some research that they may have the family that actually bought that tractor, that last one. So I don't know where that's going, but I did see some posts on Facebook, on the museum Facebook page, that there was a guy looking into that. So maybe, you know, the original one, maybe the original one, that one still exists, the last one. I don't know for sure. But that's just exciting news there in itself, just to think that, you know, 50 years ago, Oliver ceased, and then it became, you know, White Farm for several more decades before it actually closed. So, long history of tractors, you know, for Charles City.
Wow.
Awesome. So, for more information on this, obviously, you have the website listeners could go to. You have Facebook, too.
Yeah,
right?
We have our Facebook page is probably the best place to go to, because we keep updating that with stuff going on. And, you know, it's just, if you'd go in and do Floyd County Museum, you should be able to find our Facebook page. Our website is, you know, www.floydcountymuseum.org. The phone number for the museum is 641-228-1099. So if you've got questions about Heritage Fest, or, you know, just coming to see the museum, like I said, there's a lot of stuff there.
Yes, there is. What are your hours?
That I don't have on here. I know it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, I think 9 to 4, want to say. I should have looked into that a little better.
That's all right. More information, once again, search Floyd County Museum on Facebook and get updates on the Heritage Fest. Can't wait for it. It's going to be a great day, July 25th, once again, 10 until 3, right behind the Floyd County Museum. Anything else to share?
Well,
you're all the sorts of good news this morning.
Well,
let's keep it going.
You know, I'm off for this week, so I'm, you know, going to enjoy some time off from work this week. And otherwise, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting Megan myself.
Yeah,
so hopefully next month we can have her here and you know, talk to her a little bit.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Christopher, for taking the reins this month. And I'm sure you might be back next month, too, along with
certainly
Megan.
Entertain the offer.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Christopher. We appreciate you stopping in. Have a good time off, by
thank
the
you.
Way.